live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 232. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. I'll be joined momentarily by my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. We've got a big show this evening for you. We've got NFL to talk, a lot of NFL moves and notes, Colts weekend, Colts big game they had on Sunday, as well as the impressive NFL trade deadline that was today. We'll be talking that and more. We'll call it, catch up on college football. We're at the college football. Me and John will do our picks. Tanner will send his picks in later this week. We'll have a little bit of an NBA update with some news and notes around the NBA, the association, and then kind of take your calls and more. So we'll do all that here this evening, special Tuesday night edition. My co-host, JB, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm glad we had a show Tuesday instead of tomorrow. My goodness, man. Brandon Reif, my phone, my Twitter handle, Three Foolish Men, my personal phone has been blowing up all day, dude, with information and news and moves and shakes and moves. They fired Steve Nash. I don't want to take the headlines away, man. I know you gave the rundown, but I'm like, dude, this has been what a day, like, behind the scenes. Of like the teams trying to make deals in the NFL and teams in the NBA not happy with where they're at. The Brooklyn Nets just won a game last night and they fired their coach.
And they beat who?
Man, they unfortunately beat the Pacers, man. Christy Rarkey had a great game, but yeah, I mean the Pacers lost, man. It's a lot of teams right now are a hot mess, and the Colts are one of them. I'm sorry, man. So if you got a problem with me saying that, you call in tonight, 929-477-3031. Because the Colts are a hot mess. I'm sorry.
The Colts are a hot mess. Are we, like, we're not playing, like, are we playing this for them?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan
Burton,
the floor is yours.
It's not, hey man, it's the reality. It would just be reality. What support? So if you win with Sam Ehlinger, okay, hold on. I'm gonna talk over.
No, you can't. I'm turning it down.
No, man, I got you. No, man. So like even like you saw what you had out of Sam Ehlinger. I know I'm coming in hot about the color. You saw what you had in Sam Ehlinger. Okay, it's better than. But, you know, Matt Ryan, he couldn't move, and it looks like it could be coached up, but, like, you traded away. You're letting everything go now. So, like, what are they doing here, dude? They fired the coach. That was some baloney. They fired didn't they fire the defensive back coach a couple weeks ago? That was some baloney. So again, man, like, we just beating around the bush, aren't we? The coach is beating around the bush.
I think so. I think it's a desperate coach and GM trying to save their ass.
They're not gonna be spared. They're not gonna be spared.
I mean, people love the bagpipes. People love the bagpipes playing.
Well, think about this though, man. They were this close to winning against Texas and they tied, right? You can blame the kicker. They were this close to beating who else was an ugly game and lost. They had the fumbles, man. It's just bad, man. If we had this that happen in the game, they win the game. But it hasn't happened yet, so the page hasn't turned yet. The Colts are done.
So for our people who listen to this a different day, or the ones that are this makes it so much better with the bagpipes. People haven't listened to it or don't know what the news of the day is. The Colts have numerous news today. First off. Marcus Brady, offensive coordinator, fired. Yep, you heard me. Offensive coordinator. And Frank says, thank you, but we have to change the philosophy of how we're running plays. Well, Frank, you're calling the plays, not Brady. You're calling them. You're the one with the play sheet in your hand. So there's your scapegoat, Marcus Brady. See ya. Should have probably been the offensive line coach, but he got spared at least for one more week. So next week, he'll get fired. Nyheim Hines, 4 o'clock, gets traded. Buffalo Bills, Zach Moss in a sixth-round pick. Comeback who could be in turn to a fifth.
Four.
For the Colts. Sam Ellinger, your quarterback. He played a serviceable game. Jonathan Taylor fumbles. Defense, Shaq Leonard looks slow out there. Looked slow. I was at the game, John. I was down the 124 section. He was horrible. People booed him.
Yeah.
I was there. They were booing. He's just making all this money and not even on the field. I know he watches his Twitter and he watches his and everything else. Wasn't even on the field when he was out there. They attacked him. I even said it on a couple morning shows this morning and yesterday, and they said you are 100% right that they attacked him. He is slow. If he ain't 100%, don't put him out there. I mean, you're paying a glorified cheerleader out there. I think, and honestly, I heard a little rumor, and this was from the Dan Patrick show, that Shaq's feelings are a little hurt, John, because Zaire Franklin is outplaying him in his position, and his feelings are a little hurt.
Well, they're not going to trade him. You know what I'm saying? With the Bears trade, Roquan Smith kind of makes you think maybe they should, but you can't. He's really kind of damaged goods, you know what I'm saying, this year. So nobody, you wouldn't get full value back for a trade for Leonard. So that's probably why he's on the shelf. Man, I don't like punting on the season at any point, Brandon. That's kind of what they did today.
Don't trust your quarterback to go for it and your team to go for it on fourth and two. And you just need a quarterback sneaking.
Well, you got a punt there. No, you got a punt there, dude.
John, I want you to know. No, there was another one, John. No, there was one on the goal line as well.
Oh, that's right. Everybody's going to second guess Frank.
You're
going to
come in a second, Red. You're going to come in a second. He's fired up on Facebook. But listen, John, the fact that Sam Ellinger said after the game, well, we didn't practice and we're not sure how we're going to execute a quarterback sneak play call. What are you talking about? You don't know how you're going to execute it. Oh,
that didn't sound good at all.
Let me bring your buddy in because he's going to want to come after that ass.
What?
Red,
he's going to come
Reggie
with that
Sykes, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing today, fellas? You doing okay?
Yeah, doing
well. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm doing great.
I mean, I think Colts fans are like Pacers fans, they're blowing up really much of nothing. There's nothing to see here. Yes, the offensive coordinator was a scapegoat. I can agree with you on that.
Thank you.
If things don't turn around, Frank and the GM will be fired. I can agree with you on that. But the reason they traded Hines was because his agent asked for it. If you look at the snaps his agent did ask for it. His people did ask for it. If you look
they
at
were,
the production.
They were,
how did he say that
Fred,
when he said he just told the news people
can
he was shocked that he got traded?
Reg, they were saying, the Colts media says that Nyheim Hines was going to be a special type of dual player.
Yes,
and that
they
never
did.
Happened.
Yes, they. It
that
didn't happen. That's exactly right. That's why his people asked for a trade.
No, they did not, Reggie. He just told Buffalo Radio he was shocked that he got traded. If you're fucking requesting a trade, you ain't going
to
be shocked.
I was listening to JMB today. JMB said his people asked for a trade.
Oh, here we go. His people. Are we going off of this and Dan Dockich and everybody else?
Y'all listen. Y'all come in. Y'all making up stuff without no facts. You know, people
make
say it's time of trade. Look, this is all. Can I finish my statement?
Go ahead.
Another reason that I feel he was traded was Perez has been playing better lately, and the rookie have been playing better lately. So they hadn't been using him in the slot as much. And I feel like he wanted more snaps. Now, yeah, people have been made scapegoats on. Hot Rod's been a scapegoat. This offensive coordinator has been a scapegoat because Frank calls the plays. But all of it begins with the offensive line. You have the most money tied. You have the highest paid
most
offensive
money.
Line, and I told you this every week. And they had produced.
Wow.
They didn't protect Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan was supposed to just be able to sit in the pocket, hand the ball off, think tank, go long every now and then.
Brandon Rick, did you hear
That's
what I'm hearing?
That's what was supposed to come.
Yeah, this is Reggie That's Ballard, like, it sounds like.
Do you hear the little drummer boy? Do you hear the
no,
little
I'm
drummer boy
I'm
out there?
The line look, I ain't got no excuse. First of all, Ellinger is going to be okay. You got to see what you got
in Ellinger. Your palace,
I don't see
king. Hold on, Brandon. I got to talk that back.
I don't see us throwing in a white flag.
Reggie.
I don't see
is, hold on, Reggie. What? Reggie, Southern, we'll come back to the coach in a second. Southern didn't score a point, Reggie.
Yeah, sometimes you don't. Look at Cincinnati. They only scored 13. They didn't score until the third quarter. It
so
don't matter what you lose by 1 point. It don't matter if you lose by
1 point.
It don't matter if you lose by 1 point or 20 points. And I'm going to tell you this. You're talking
Go
about
ahead,
a smack. You ain't sweat. I'm sweat.
I'm not
sweat. I know the history
I'm
of
not.
The sweat.
I'm Matt.
The swag
I'm
is,
the Matt.
The swag is the last 12 years, Southern has won 10 out of the last 12 years. Deion's first Amazon Prime Rib, whatever you want to call him, he is the only.
What? How did we get onto this?
What?
I'm not finished with the Colts talk.
Because,
Jonathan
because
jumped
Reggie,
over there. Jonathan jumped
did,
over
I,
there.
I did jump over there, man. Reggie's going to make a pile of excuses for the coach, man. He can't make no excuses.
I'm not making no excuses for the coach. I'm not making no excuses for the coach.
Yes, you are.
I agree with you. I said the offensive coordinator was a scapegoat. But I'm telling you,
I haven't heard you say nothing about Jonathan Taylor's fumble, man. Everybody kind of get mum about
yes,
that.
Yes, it was a bad fumble. It was two bad fumbles.
There's no such thing as a good one.
And JT. No, you're right. Unless you recover and you advance the ball.
Yes, unless
you're
you recover,
right.
Correct.
Horrible fumble. Horrible fumble. But the coach can carry the ball for the players. Okay? The coach can carry the ball for the players.
Reg, I don't wanna rub you the wrong way like this. I'm gonna ask you this, man. Do you like Bryce Young in the coach uniform next year?
Who?
Ooh.
Bryce Young, the coach,
Who?
The quarterback from Alabama. The quarterback from Alabama. The quarterback from Alabama. The quarterback from Alabama. The quarterback from Alabama.
I hadn't even thought about it. I'll think about it. I ain't thought about it. You know? As long as you don't come in and win that tie.
It's going to be a high-level possibility.
Let me
just say,
Ellinger played pretty good. I want to see him loose
oh,
some nice
it.
Passes. He
stop
doesn't
it.
Have no nice pass to Hines. Oh, with 20
they,
seconds ago,
okay.
He didn't hit. He didn't hit Pittman in the head. With 20 seconds
did,
to go?
He looked okay. Did, they don't. They gave him.
He threw a good pass to
Alex.
He threw some short, and his pocket presence was good. He stepped around. He was only sacked one time. He was only sacked one
Red.
Time. See?
Red.
Now
we're talking about Washington now.
Red,
like
call the tank.
We're talking about Washington.
Yeah, like Darrell Cup.
Red,
no, they're not tanking. If they was tanking, see, that's what I'm trying to tell you people. I'm trying to tell you people this.
You people.
I'm talking about Trey. I've heard people all day talking about Trey Kelly. Trade Quentin Nelson. If you don't want him, what makes you think somebody else want him? I didn't hear people talking about they got to get rid of Miles Turner because he's looking out for himself. The team's been talking about training for 3 years. He ain't said
you keep
nothing
your effing,
about
he
a trade.
He keep his effing mouth shut during the season and play for the team he's playing, not have patty cake.
The team ain't been keeping that mouth shut. They was trying to do a trade with Boston before a boy left and went to Utah. The team been talking for 3 years.
They're
so
allowed
yeah,
to.
The
he
team,
needs to play basketball.
I'm a Pacers and a player should too. If a team going to look out for their best
hey, Reg,
offers,
hey,
a player
what,
look out for
what
their
was,
best offers also.
What was Miles' stat line last night after he talked all that
he
shit on that podcast?
Back.
What was that stat
he
line?
He just got back. He got 27. It don't matter. He just got back.
I don't know. He didn't
the
get 27.
Young.
He got benched. He got benched.
Yes, he did. He probably should have been benched because he was playing like shit. They probably should have let the players in and get them back in the game.
Oh, man.
They probably should let the
let's
players
this,
in them.
Let's get
hey,
this podcast back on,
look,
on track.
You got to think.
Back on
you
track.
Gotta think.
It is on track,
you
God.
That's just
Red.
His third game back.
They done
that's
did all.
His third
this,
game back.
Functionless. Reg, it's just
that's
Reg.
Just his
back
third
to
game
the,
back.
Reg, I know. Listen, back to the coach. It's just dysfunctionalism, man. They done did all
no,
this
no.
moving around, and they got to play the Patriots this weekend. It's not looking good for the Colts, buddy.
We're going to beat the Patriots. Take the point.
Not
we're
a chance.
We're going to beat the Patriots.
Oh, wow.
I'll take, an,
oh,
I'll take
wow.
that bet. Bet a hot 10, Brandon. Give me the point.
Oh, wow, Brandon.
No,
there
you said
go.
You're
going
to beat them. That's
take
straight
that
up. That's straight up.
No, no, no. You said we ain't going to beat them.
Exactly.
The
straight up. Why would
straight
I
up,
give you
shit.
Points?
I got
why would
Brad,
I give you points
up.
If you're
Brad,
saying why would I give
up.
You points?
Brad,
why would I give you
up.
Points?
I said bet straight up.
All right, straight up.
Bet. That's a bet. That's a bet. A hot 10. A hot 10. And we're going to beat the Steelers, too. So while you're dogging the Pacers,
wow.
the Colts out, you should be dogging your sorry Steelers
that's
out. Sam
who Ellinger, that's
Sam
Ellinger.
Who
are
you today?
We're
who
expecting
y'all
to suck. At? You guys were over
overhyped
and have shitted the bed all year.
Who did y'all trade today? Who did the Steelers trade today?
The Steelers played the Claypool. I didn't see that coming, Brandon. You guys speak on
I
that.
They traded
I
Chase.
Did.
They traded Chase. That's what
I,
they traded.
John, he was on
that's
the
what
he
I
was, they were trying to get rid of him before last year.
Uh-huh.
Or before this
and
year,
that's
excuse
okay.
me. Hey, the
that's
thing is,
okay.
listen, he's a serviceable player if you want somebody that fucking drops the ball when they're wide open and
oh, wow.
and can get that little 5-yard thing. And if you want TikToks in your locker room, I mean, you're going to get them. So, I think
hey,
they got a great
hey,
player
hey,
for it.
Hey, I know you didn't drop – I know you didn't just drop the F word. I know you didn't just do the F word. You're really
oh, yeah.
mad if you did the F word.
It's my show. I can drop whatever I want.
Now you're acting like D. Cott. Now you're acting like that dummy. Don't act like that dummy. Eat a Snicker bar and
Reggie,
become yourself again.
Hey, I want you have to agree with me on this, all right? Number one, the Colts got rid of the wrong coach today. It should have been either O-line coach or the regular head coach.
Oh, boy.
Because Brady don't call plays.
I agree he don't Frank calls plays. But Ursa, when has Ursa ever fired a coach midseason? He don't
Jim
do that.
Bora.
That was his daddy.
No? I think
that was
his
daddy. That was his daddy.
That was
daddy.
Jim Bora. No, that was him.
No, that was him.
You sure?
Yes, that was in 1997, 98, yep.
And he ain't did it since, okay? And he probably regretted doing it then. But I'm going to tell you, he doesn't typically fire coaches midseason. Yeah, they'll find a scapegoat. They found several this year. I agree. And they're not playing up to potential. I agree. But moving forward, not looking in the past, I'm going to tell you the winnable games.
Oh,
New England, L.A., Pittsburgh, Dallas, Texas, Giants. You heard it here. You heard it here. I said, yeah.
L.A.?
Yeah,
you said the Colts going to be L.A.?
I said they're going to beat Vegas November the 13th.
Oh, okay.
They're going to beat New
Maybe.
England November 6th. They're going to beat the Steelers November 28th. They're going to beat Dallas December 4th. They're going to beat San Diego December 26th. And they're going to beat the Texans to be announced. Yes, I said.
Wow.
And let me tell you something. I'm a believer. I just see what's happened. I see what's happening. Paris Campbell and Alex Pierce are going to get more snaps. That's why they let Hines go. And plus, these people asked for a trade. So he ain't been able to get snaps from – I love Hines. I got him on my fantasy team. Matter of fact, I picked him up a couple of times in draft teams because I thought he was going to get more points, but he got a concussion. So I wish him well. I had higher hopes for my coach this year, but it's not coming in fruition. It's not coming. So I have to go with the positive. I'm a positive guy. I do negative. I do positive. Just like the Pacers were down by 24 points last night. And they fucked up.
They
I
didn't
like
win,
the Brad. Excitement. It
they
don't matter.
Get rid of Miles
we ain't supposed
Turner.
To win. We weren't supposed to win.
Rick, Miles
no.
Turner got
to
go.
No. Can I say something?
You can.
I wish they would resign Miles. They probably won't.
Stop
but I, like I told you earlier, I'm not mad at Miles for saying what he said. The team's going to do what's right for them, and he has to do what's right for him.
Miles
you know,
going to mess
for
around.
Years,
they,
like, for
Miles,
3 years,
up,
they've been threatening to trade
here.
For 3 years, they have been trying to trade him. And people are upset because he said, well, if I was Lakers, I would trade for him because I'd bring more to the table than this. You got to look at the whole context. Y'all just listen to part of the context. I'm happy with the young guys. No, we weren't supposed to win a championship this year, but I told you they would battle for a play-in game. I told you that we got our backcourt of the future. I like
well,
these
they
young
gotta,
guys.
They
got to
figure
hard.
Out. Why don't they just play three guards? Why don't they let Duarte and
because
Matt,
we are,
you know, Matt,
No, I don't like that lineup unless you're moving fast and you try to do it. You can't do it for too long because you're undersized. So you need that rebound.
Okay.
I like Smith and Turner in there. I like Isaiah. Hopefully he's not hurt too bad and he'll be able to play on Friday. But I like the young guys. I think we need some more girth. We need some more bigger guys in there. But I like the rotation. I like how they like each other. Like I told you at the beginning of the season, they will battle for a playoff game.
Dude, you are a pie in the sky today, Reg. I don't know about that, buddy. The Pacers got a gift the other night when the Nets beat them. I mean, when they beat the Nets.
So we got a gift when we beat Washington the other day, too? Washington was like 3-1 when we beat them.
They were 2-5.
The NBA is in turbulence just like the NFL. Any given night, you can get beat. Didn't Golden State lose to Detroit or somebody? Aren't they like 3-3? I don't hear y'all crying about them. Yeah,
right.
They did.
No, I'm on it. I'm on team's head. I don't know what's going on. Well, Philadelphia, they turn it around right now. But there's some teams out there that's like highly questionable. The Lakers, highly questionable. Finally won a game.
Questionable?
Night.
Why are they questionable? You know they were going to suck from the beginning of the season.
Oh,
they don't have no shooters. That's why they're trying to get Turner and I.
But here's
that's
the thing,
why
though.
Trying to get Turner.
Red, understand this. There are teams that was out here trying to lose, and they winning. So, like, teams like Utah, they win in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
They're winning games. They're going to trade those players. They're going to trade those good players.
Look,
this
is an 83-game season. Utah still has a chance to lose.
They had an extra game?
The Pacers still have a chance to lose.
They beat Memphis with John Morant. I'm just saying, man.
Yes. Teams have a chance to lose. It's just like the NFL. I mean, did you see Cleveland beating Cincinnati last night?
Yeah,
I did.
I did not.
You should have looked at the sports book. The odds were moving that way the whole time.
Yeah, they were moving.
Brandon's not a believer.
Gone, but they still said I mean, he's a Steelers fan. He ain't going to believe in nothing in that conference.
No, he ain't believing no Bengals. He's going to believe in them.
Yeah.
I told
that's
you,
John. Like, that's just like D-Cot. That's just like D-Cot and the Tide. That's just like T-Cot trolling on Facebook, and he don't even have an NFL team. You talking about he got 18, 15 teams? Man, you just want to troll us folks, man, try to piss us off. Just stay in SEC and cheer for the Alabama Tide and be okay, you know? Because when it boils down Alabama better
right
hope
now, the
they
Tide,
get in the playoffs.
Red, you can take this and run with it, man. Right now, the Tide on the outside looking in.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're going to lose again. And I'm going to
be
there trolling.
I don't know
he
about
troll
that.
Now, like I tell everybody, y'all troll early. Y'all laugh early. But Reggie Simons, the king of trolls, will laugh last. I will get you back. I take names.
Oh, wow.
I will get you back. So I'm just letting y'all know.
Oh, man, hit it with
and
the buzzer.
Didn't
come on.
You didn't have to buzz me, and you didn't have to play the bagpipes behind me. So, yeah, I'm just letting you know. Just watch what I say. The game he's going to win.
Hey, John.
I'll tell you again. The Colts are going to win against Patriots, Vegas.
Yeah.
Steelers.
I hope
Cowboys,
so, Red. I hope so. Just
Chargers,
for you. Because you won't.
And the Texans.
You won't call. Will you call him to the show next week?
He's silent. He goes silent.
Yeah, I will call. And y'all know my number. If I don't call, call me. I'll be at work.
Call you.
I answer.
Okay.
I pick up. If I don't call you call me. I ain't scared. I stand by mine. FaceTime me, add me to the program, whatever. I'm just telling y'all what I know. And I'm not all gung-ho about the Colts. I'm just telling you why they let Hines go. I'm just telling you why they're not going to fire the GM and bring it to the NFC. I'm just letting you know.
Hey, John, Reggie, he's one of those Kyrie Irving's biggest fans, you know.
Kyrie Irving is a great ball player. The only thing I got, you know, Kyrie, he can say what he wants. Most people say what they want. You know,
right.
I don't have no problem with it. The only thing that I hate is that he agrees with D. Cotton and thinks the earth is flat. We got all these satellite photos of the earth. Showing the earth is round, but these two dummies think the earth is flat. Who are they, Christopher Columbus or somebody?
D. Cotton thinks the world's flat.
D. Cotton thinks the world's flat. He thinks he only eats fish. He believes in Sasquatch. He believes in Bigfoot. He believes in Bigfoot, and he thinks wrestling is real.
Oh, my gosh.
So how about you tell me who the dummy is?
That's too funny.
Watch my predictions, fellas. It's been nice talking to y'all. And no, I'm not buying everything the coach is doing. I'm not buying everything the Pacers doing. But with the Pacers, I see a path where we're going to be great in 3 years. With the coach, we can salvage the season, or we can tank the season. You know, I don't think they're tanking. I think they're just they're going to lose. But we had to see what we had in Sam Ehlinger. I don't think he played that well. I think he's going to go down there and he's going to kill New England. Have a great day.
Wow. Wow. Big talk right there. That's big talk right there.
That ain't going to happen, John. Hey, I got one thing for him. I got one thing for him. Here it is.
Stay off the weed.
Stay off it, Reg. Stay off of it. Please. There ain't no chance they're going to go in there and knock off New England. No chance. They have no identity right now, John. No identity.
Unfortunately.
John, let's talk Chicago Bears, Dallas Cowboys. 49-29, Cowboys win. Dak Prescott is back. Tony Pollard, 3 touchdowns himself. Micah Parsons had a touchdown. How about them Cowboys? And, hey, maybe the Bears actually found their quarterback for the future.
So I'll just talk with the Cowboys. You like what you see. They're a strong unit. There's still a lot of ground to cover for them. As far as the business is covered, I mean, it's them and everybody's looking at Philadelphia. Everybody's got their sights set, right? I know Dallas in years past has kind of ran away with it, but this year that division is more highly contested than it's ever been. And I know the Giants just lost this past weekend, but they've shown improvement. They still got to figure out their line. They got to get some receivers in Dallas in New York. But Dallas is like a well-oiled machine, right? And you kind of see what you have in Chicago as far as the future is concerned. I don't, you know, Brandon, what is really money in the NFL? You know what I'm saying? So I thought they were going. I thought the plan was to like maybe franchise tag Roquan Smith. He seemed like a guy that was all in and wanted to be with the franchise, wanted to be even with, you know what I'm saying, some of the changes that he knows the potential going to happen with the franchise. But hey, man, they decided to make that trade. So, but as far as what you have with Justin Smith and Justin Fields and what you need to cultivate that, yes, they have. With them trading Roquan Smith, they even have more money in cap space to offer free agents or sign, you know what I'm saying, players next year. So they got to figure out. The Chicago Bears got to figure out their tackle situation. I know he's just said none. They also got to figure out, more weapons on the, you know what I'm saying, at the tight end position for Justin Fields. So again, and you know, and in Chicago, they're never not going to go away from defense. So, you know, how are they go about their business of requesting their production for Roquan Smith? So again, man, but nah, man, Dallas was real good.
Yeah, they did look good. It's also Tony Pollard. I mean, Tony Pollard's destroying Zeke in stats. Zeke didn't play. They don't even need a running back with him. They can get rid of Zeke, save all that money, spend it somewhere else. There was talk that they were going to be active in the trade today, but they did not. They ended up releasing their releasing one of their offensive linemen that they just drafted in the second round a couple years ago. They just released him today. So maybe the Colts can pick him up.
Stop it.
Well, I'm just saying. They need help.
They don't want everybody's scraps.
Buccaneers lost again, John, on Thursday night.
Am I supposed to cry?
You got the Rams next, another team that's kind of struggling this year, coming off a Super Bowl hangover. Thoughts on the Bucs?
Just that. Just look real flat. Don't have any push. They've taken a significant amount of injury as well, and now you're asking this. Even though he's an ages wonder kind of a quarterback, you're asking him to overcompensate for a bad offensive line. You're asking him to overcompensate for some of those guys who were on defense when they won the Super Bowl, what, two seasons ago, that aren't there anymore. You're asking a lot of Tom Brady, and you're asking also to not necessarily think about what the hell is going on in his personal life. So that's a lot. And, you know, I mean, they have a lot going on. So do they have enough to still win that kooky division? Yeah, but like Brandon, this weekend is there's a game that they're not involved in, and it's for who's the leader of the division, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not in it. But I think they bounce back, but it's gonna be a long road for them to get back into in front of things.
Yeah, I think it will be. I'm not counting them out though. It's Brady and them. I think they'll find a way. And here's my thing. Everybody keeps talking about the play with them and everything, right? Well, how about the whole philosophy that's going on with Todd Bowles? I feel like needs to take some of the hurt for it. Because Todd Bowles, I mean, they've fallen flat with him as the head coach. And he's had does not have a good track record as a head coach previously. So I think he needs to have some accountability on himself. So, but speaking of such, Buffalo Bills, the wagon just keeps going. Bills win, knock off the Packers. John, Aaron Rodgers, the Pack. Everybody, you still need to give your flowers to the Minnesota Vikings. They're running away with this division.
They are. I won't.
And they just got T.J. Hockenson today as a trade from Detroit, which is wild.
Right. Wow, interdivision trade, real crazy. Aaron Rodgers just saw where his team is at as far as the measuring stick is concerned. The Buffalo Bills, are what, 1A, 1B, that we would consider as far as one of the best teams in the league this year right now. We would say, you definitely could say Philadelphia's the number one team. They haven't lost a game. I would say Buffalo's right behind them. They got a lot of work to do. It's not like they haven't done this before. If anybody remembers from a few years ago, was it 2017 when they were like 4-6 and they somehow carved out, they carved out like 6 more wins or so and they won a division or something crazy like that, 2017. I could be wrong about that particular season. But, yeah, they've done this before, but it's a little bit harder now, man. You've got a younger team, you've got a young offensive-minded team. They're not connected with Aaron at all. And Aaron is out here pointing fingers in the media and in front of the cameras. And so maybe a bye week would help them tremendously, man, to try to mend some fences, man, and try to get all
the – And the fact that they didn't even make a trade today is crazy.
Well, they're not trading. Oh, Brandon's not. Dude, they pressed the limits when they paid him. He got a $159 million contract. This is what he paid. This is what you signed up for. You're going to get young offensive linemen, they can't run the ball. You're going to get young, this is what they have. This is the bed he made. He's got to sleep in it. So, but they just got to get some time to get some continuity. And he's probably got to, I can't imagine, but he's probably got to, kind of low key apologize to him. So that like, dude, this team is still too good to be where they're at right now. So, but right now, they are not good.
We thought the Jets were going to – this was going to be put up or shut time for the Jets. Great opportunity, and they pissed the bed against the Patriots, unfortunately.
Yeah, just not really the mature just yet, man. You know, the Jets coming off of two wins, whatever. The kids looking good. Zach, he's back out there on the field. He was looking good for a little bit, and then we had some turnover problems, right? So,
yep.
or not looking at his receivers or missing his receivers. So I don't know if that's the play calling, like the offensive coordinator didn't dial up certain receivers, names to be called. You know what I mean? As there was a grumble out of that locker room about from a few receivers that said that they didn't get thrown to, right? But they're not necessarily ready. They don't have a quarterback controversy or anything like that. It's just something that they could have put some distance themselves. They could have put themselves in a one-loss column by winning that game. They were up early in that game, and they kind of, like you said, pissed down the leg. So back to the drawing board for the New York Jets.
Dolphins get a big win. Tua played well. Dolphins got a big win, and they got a big trade today, getting Bradley Chubb in there.
Man, they trying everything down there, Doctor.
They want that title bad.
Right. That's what you can say about that, man. You know, Tua, he's back there out on the field, man. Yeah, obviously, whatever the concussion protocol, we're long past that. The good thing, man, you haven't heard anything about any sore hipness or pain, you know what I'm saying, from that particular injury, man. So as long as they protect Tua, Dolphins got a shot to beat anybody, and I do mean anybody in the NFL.
Yeah. They've got a great shot. I like him. I like that coach down there. I see our guy Mike Kelly is listening to us. Shout out Mike.
Okay. Shout out to Mike.
I mean, talk about teams pissed down their leg. The Bengals last night. Holy cow. I thought Michael Myers was going to come out there and just destroy Cleveland, and we end up getting Chucky. That's kind of what it was.
Man, you just not no believer. You just not a believer of the Bengals from day one. You would rather crap on them, but and not to say the division is actually pretty good and competitive.
I mean,
that to say, the division is pretty good and competitive. I get it that the Steelers ain't got the runaway one loss record just yet, but everybody's got wins in that league. The Ravens.
I know, Mike. Injuries. Jamar Chase is out. I know. I just got to give you a little bit of crap for it. But Joe Mixon's got to get some carries. I know they got out of their play, but, I mean, it's Jacoby Brissett, so come on. Let's figure that out. Last one I have NFL-wise, John. I'm going to play the sound clip. Hopefully we can hear it.
Yeah.
It's up of your buddy.
Let's ride.
Broncos Nation.
One more time. Broncos Country. Let's ride.
Broncos Country.
Stop it.
Let's ride.
What is this doing? Did you see this arrogant SOB himself out on the middle of that field with some kind of circular prayer type of voodoo shit that he was doing?
Uh-oh.
What in the world?
We have to respect everybody's, you know, spiritual beliefs, Brandon Reed.
I don't think he was praying, John. I think he was... I
don't know, man. The Russell Wilson experiment in Denver has not gone according to plan. I thought Hackett would be fired. He's on the verge of it.
If they would have lost, I think they would
fired. You would have lost. You would have gone freaking how many miles it takes to get from United States here to England to lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? He would have got fired.
Is that enough that Russ is doing high knees for 14 hours on the plane, apparently?
That's crazy. That sounds like something The Rock would do. When I heard that, I was like, dude, that sounds like something The Rock would do. Like,
there's something wrong with him, man. He ain't right. I think Sierra screwed him up.
I don't know. There's no reason to start those conversations. But like, it hasn't been pretty. And then look at this, what he's left, his former team. They've gotten better with lesser, quote-unquote, quarterback talent in Geno Smith, man. So, I don't know, man. I bet you that's something that's in the back of his head because he's a media guy, Brandon. He's concerned about public image.
Let's ride.
Stop it.
One more time.
Stop,
Broncos
man.
Country, let's ride.
Broncos Country, let's ride.
I'm going to start clipping. I'm clipping that audio forever. We're forever going to have the Russell Wilson.
Please get rid of it.
Russ ain't bad, man. I mean, he's bad.
Russ
ain't
bad.
Bad.
He had a better second half over across the pond than he did the first half. First half, all they had was penalties.
We got a caller. We got to.
Yeah, let's.
We were talking speaking as bad. Let's bring him on, Mike Kelly. Speaking of bad. How we doing?
What's going on, fellas?
It's a testy Tuesday is what we're calling it. Everybody's feisty tonight.
Yeah, most definitely. I wanted to make my comment about the quarterbacks. You know, every so often, this is my opinion, all our top-tier, quote-unquote, quarterbacks, they're all having problems. Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, I mean, it's just it's just time. You know, I think that this isn't coincidence that they're all hitting at the same time. As far as they might, I'm not gonna say. I mean, Russell Wilson, that was like I put in the thing. That was a costly experiment. I mean, Pete Carroll looks like a genius now with him,
right?
And then, and then it, you can easily go down the list of all these guys. Tom Brady, you don't have your targets. You they bring in guys from the practice squad.
Mike Kelly, I told Brandon that he would look strangely different without Gronkowski.
Yeah,
and then
they're still talking about AB. I mean,
AB can't keep Giselle out of his mouth.
Oh my goodness! I hope not literally.
Oh.
And as far as my Bengals last night, the injuries. I was hoping that Higgins would get more touches too. I was hoping that he would, because he was, you know, he was teeter tottering the past couple of weeks, so I thought he was going to get more. For a 2-5 team, I mean, they play. You know how it is, guys. You got certain teams you circle on here. Those are crosstown rivals. I mean, you know what I mean.
Right.
So they're going to play them harder. I mean, hell, you 2-5. You know,
right.
So, I mean, you ain't going to play that much harder for you in your damn life. You know what I mean? But they got Chubbs and they got Amari. So, I mean, they you know, I get it. But, I didn't think
they it
was gonna, I was hoping they was going to score. Hell, it was getting worse and worse.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you. I want to swing over to NBA real quick, man.
Right.
They doing our guy Steve Nash dirty over there in Brooklyn.
I can't remember if I said something to you guys about this on the phone. One of my buddies was talking, but you know I'm a Celtics fan, about what Stephen A. said. I mean, about what he said about holding up Ume so he wouldn't go, you know, so he wouldn't go back to Brooklyn. I mean, what do you guys think about that? It's weird. I mean, you catering to him, it's a dumpster fire. It ain't gonna make no difference who you fire. you just prolonging. You just because I mean, what coach are they gonna get now? I don't know. I know I asked a couple.
Hold
of
on,
different questions.
Mike Kelly, you said what coach who gonna get?
The Nets.
They got Udoka.
Oh, they grabbed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, man, they got Udoka, man.
Yeah, it's official.
Oh, wow.
See, but
I'm off work recuperating, I don't think. Yeah, because of the suspension, right.
Because he's suspended by the Celtics, which is even weirder, that his suspension is the Celtics, not from the NBA, but he can't coach one team because another team has suspended him that he has no ties to anymore. It's all confusing.
I haven't really been on nothing much today. Like I said, I'm recuperating. I'm at home. I'm not even working, so I missed that one. Maybe it was the loss last night that pissed me off. I ain't really watch much sports today. I think that's why
if Brooklyn don't have no buy-in. Don't have no buy-in, it don't matter. If Brooklyn doesn't have any buy-in, it doesn't matter. Kevin Durant goes out there and scores 37 points. Whoever he cross matches up usually scores about 36. So
defense. Yeah.
There's no defense. So if they're not committed to getting back or changing out pieces of the people who really want to be with the team, then it's still going to be the same thing. Udoka is just another figurehead. I'm not saying is he a better coach than Steve Nash? Absolutely, because Steve Nash came from being a trainer and a scout to being a head coach, and it was kind of like, you know, they cut the line or whatever. But Udoka came up through the line, came up through the chain of command, came up through the family trees in San Antonio, right? You know, saying and other stops, and here we are. But if the Brooklyn Nets don't want to get, if they don't commit to a philosophy of, like, we have to get our hands up, we have to crash the boards, then it's pretty much going to be the same thing. And they're gonna win every two games out of 11 and be fighting for
until you get to the playoffs.
Yeah. John, let me ask you this. Now, I do know, and I will agree, the media, they tried to bait him and they tried to bait him in the press conference and all that. But why is Kyrie got to be an asshole? Why? Why? He just, you know what? Just in the conversation, admit what you're doing. So this guy, and I used to like Kyrie, and I don't anymore, and it's sad because I really, really like him.
I'm not rooting for a Duke player.
With him being a Duke guy, and now he's acting like a total ass. The fact that this guy says, oh, I'm just out here talking, playing basketball. Why are you guys talking about, well, Kyrie, what about all this other shit that you want to bring up when you want to bring it up about stuff going on, but you're out here supporting anti-Semitic stuff, and so when you get asked about it, you take offense when you're the one that starts half of the stuff that's the problem. I think enough's enough. I used to like him. He's got on the shit list now. I can't stand Kyrie Irving. I used to. He's a great basketball player, but I've had enough with him, guys. I don't know about you two, but
the only thing that I'll say nowadays is because we're in the age of social media, so everything that you say, everything you do is magnified. So your personal beliefs, I mean, at one hand, I will say this. Remember how Marshawn Lynch was? Remember how he just didn't say anything? I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yep.
You almost can't say anything. And I know I jumped to football, but I use it as an example. But then I thought about what was the correspondent for Fox? She basically made the statement, the guy should shut up and dribble. And then LeBron took offense to that. You know, man, that's a slippery slope. Because now, again, that's another dumpster fire over there. He can't win. If he doesn't say anything about anything, I personally.
But if he's going to talk about it, he needs to be able to, and be able and willing to answer to those questions that are going to be asked when you do something and put out something stupid like that.
Well,
you can't just put out shit and not expect consequences, Kyrie.
Right. But once, see, that's the thing. Because I watched that one because I caught the end of the game. I mean, obviously I had time to watch because, you know, the World Series didn't play because of the rain. But so I was flipping back and forth. And then I went on ahead and watched it. The interviewing on the other ESPN or whatever. And man, the only thing I'll say is when he said to him, he was like, when he talked about the promoting part, when he said, I'm not promoting it, this is just something that I made awareness to. And he said, it's on Amazon. I looked it up too. I mean, I know about what he's talking about. I heard about it years ago. I'm very familiar with it. So, but in this day and age, you know, I don't like the cancel word. I don't like the hate word. I don't like just because I don't agree with you. Now you feel some kind of way about it. And I think I made this comment before. Sometimes people will Black Lives Matter you. They won't talk about the problem. And the reason why I use that term is because when Black Lives Matter happened, it was only about Black Lives. They were bringing awareness to that. Then you had all the other groups wanting to chime in on it. Well, what ends up happening? Black Lives Matter still didn't get no headway. It got watered down. So, how do you do it? Do you just not say nothing? Do you feel some kind of way? I mean, me personally, I probably wouldn't have said much, but because of Kanye having the opinions that he has, I don't know. I think it's hard for him with them reporters because they'll get on you and then they'll say something. So what do you say? Do you pull a Marshawn Lynch and don't say nothing?
I think you do.
Know what I mean?
That's the best way to get at him.
Once he made that comment, he has to realize that once you say it, it's just like when we talk. That's why they always say be careful what you say to people because once you speak it, you can't take it back. It's in the air. It's in the atmosphere, whatever you want to say.
Right.
So I think he probably shouldn't have said. There is no right of way. Once he put down that he alluded to it, hey, you can, you know what I mean? You could look it up, whatever, and they deleted it, but it was too late. You said something
right.
about it. So now everything that you say, it doesn't matter if you won, lost a game, whatever, they're not going to talk about basketball because
mm-hmm.
that's not newsworthy. And that part is unfair. You make an opinion about something, and you that's all they want. They didn't care about that game, honestly.
Right.
They didn't care
yeah.
nothing about the game. All they wanted, and that's frustrating to him because he probably felt, damn, I did it again. Did you watch the shot that he was on? Did you, either one of you guys watch that, the LeBron thing?
I've seen that one before, but not that one, no.
He said he made – it was a good one. He said, man, I'm kind of quirky, and I know I made a lot of mistakes. He said, I'm not really good with the media. He said, I know that I say things. So when he said that, I got to get it because I understand where he's coming from because not everybody's – is smart enough, and I'm not calling him ignorant because nowadays it's either one or the other, and that's not true. But once you say something, it's just like if you, Brandon, if you say something and you're like, damn it, I shouldn't have said nothing. John, if you say something, damn it, I shouldn't have said nothing. But the fact is, we're not a multi-million-dollar athlete that's got the camera shoved in their face everywhere they go. So
right.
that's a slippery slope to be in. Because I don't, like he said, I'm not promoting it. I'm just saying it is there. Well,
yeah.
You said it, and you know they're gonna attack. They didn't ask him. No, I watched it. They didn't ask him hardly nothing about. I don't think nobody asked him about the game.
No, did he? He got up afterwards, I thought.
Yeah, he did. He was. I mean, but hell, you know what I mean?
Right, and
but
I don't
you
blame
know
him for
that,
what, but still, my thing is, if you put it out there, you got to be willing and
got to
be able to sit through if somebody's going to ask you it. So,
yeah, and I get your point. I agree with that. It's just it's a tough spot to be in to have an
yep.
opinion.
Mike,
you know,
let me ask you something else.
Uh huh.
Well, then we'll let you go after this. I do want to talk about this with you. What was your thoughts, man? Everybody woke up this morning. I had to text John, let him know. Take off with Migos, man.
So my only
terrible.
Thought with that is this. I used to DJ here and there. Nothing like some of our, you know, DJs here in town, but I'll give you guys a backstop story. So my buddy works for Charles Schwab and we used to have private parties. We'd go to a couple of the gentlemen's clubs, grab some girls because they didn't like, you know, they want to be in the environment, but they don't want all of it. They just want to have fun, right? So I will say this. The reason why they did that is because it was a controlled environment.
Right.
Everybody that was there, they knew everybody, so they didn't have to worry about nothing. From my understanding, they were outside that where they were at the bowling alley. They were shooting dice, and it got out of hand. Matter of fact, he would just take off was just the bystander, as far as I know. I don't think he was even in on the argument. It was the other one. It was his own.
It was
Quavo.
Yeah. It's Quavo,
so,
from what I heard.
So you have to understand that when you have the kind of money that they have, we could talk about Club Rio with Jamal Tinsley and them. You have to understand you are the money. So you have to make better choices. You can't
right.
do what you do. You can't do what you used to do unless you get
right.
in a controlled environment. And even in that, you still – but it minimizes the risk. So when I seen TMZ, you know, hell, they got cameras every damn where. Well, I know they pay people for their footage, but I saw the argument leading up to it, the shots fired, and I don't know if you guys seen all that. I saw that.
No.
And it's just a reality. It's just you can't once you get to a certain status, man, you got to make better choices. That's why I brought the example up of the guys that worked at the Charles Schwab, and there was a couple of other guys. They wanted to see girls and do all that, but they didn't want to deal with, you know what I mean? Some guys can't handle that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You could take out strip club and put in bowling alley. You could take out playing cards and put shooting pool in there or whatever. People
movie
just
theater.
They can't wrap their head around that. And unfortunately, that young man paid the price.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
saw that. I texted John. He was like,
the
"What?"
Lyrics and all that. And it, I mean, I don't know. It, I mean, hell, our culture, our I'm not gonna say our culture, but hell, we're big on violence. Look at the damn cowboy and Indian movies, the westerns.
Yep.
I mean, we're all about violence. It's just different ways. I mean, honestly, but it's unfortunate that guy lost his life. I mean, you know, that sucks because, you know, what do? You just had to make better choices. I think they probably, I'm quite sure if you would have asked his uncle, he probably would have been like, man, y'all should have took it back somewhere else.
Right.
You know, I don't even know what the argument, because I've heard two stories. I saw one story where they said they was arguing. Then I saw another one where it was an accidental shooting, that it was one of their guys that accidentally shot him. I heard that the gun didn't even, but I mean, hell, you had five shots. How you going to accidentally shoot five times? This
right.
is a zebra head. Jesus. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think about it? I mean,
John, what were your thoughts when I texted you this morning?
I mean, again, man.
Something in the morning. I couldn't believe
some of the videos already hit the internet. And once I seen like a half a second of it, I automatically turn my head and I close that, because it's not something I necessarily want. I don't want to see. I watch enough fantasy and Marvel and Star Wars. I see people get. I mean, I see aliens and things get blown up all the time. I don't want to see it
right.
for real. I really
right.
don't. You know what I'm saying? That's the reality. That man not coming. He, like, you know, they from Atlanta. They made away from themselves, made for themselves. Like, they, you know, they, quote-unquote, getting away from that type of, you know what I'm saying, that type of, I mean, those are things that they said they did. I mean, not that particular group, but, like, entertainers and successful people say they want to get away from those types of incidences. You know what I'm saying? Those types of things that happen. In the neighborhoods they come from, and then just to have it like happen by like, you know, just is senseless. That's what it is. It's senseless. You can't make.
I mean,
sense it,
they
it,
wasn't
so.
Doing no beefing like what's his name
right.
in Memphis. So
right.
you wasn't
like,
beefing with nobody. You was beefing with
but,
the
but,
damn dice.
But like Mike, I'm not here to be nobody's dad, even though I am. Right. But like, why was if we here comfortable? Why is there like gunfire? Why is there pistols here anyway? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who's going to rob here?
If it's a controlled environment,
anyway?
You know?
Yeah, like who's robbing
like,
who
like
here
I
anyway?
Said, it wasn't controlled. It was something that they probably done a million and one times.
Maybe
they
so.
Probably done it. They was in Houston. So you don't live in Houston. You know what I mean? You don't know. That's why I gave the example of what I used to do DJing with the private parties and stuff like that, because guys just didn't feel comfortable. And this was early to mid 90s. This was before any of the Jamal, Tinsley, any of them incidents, but it always happens. Dudes be looking at guys, you like, you know, you the man. You know, when you walk in somewhere, you the man. But then it's like the old saying, everybody's a brain surgeon until the brain surgeon comes in the room. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, what do you think, Brandon? I know got John's take on it. What
yeah.
You think?
I liked their music. I was, I saw it. My biggest thing is, and Mike, you hit it on hammer. I told my fiance this morning, I said, man, you got all that money. You make yourself a target. You know, how many times have we seen something like this happen? You know, some of them lately have been just cold blooded murder. In a car or whatnot with some of the rappers and all, but it's sad. Like I said, you got to try to control your environment the best that you can.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously you're not going to sit there and do metal detectors and all that, but at least know who's in your circle. If I'm in this area, I'm going to say, hey, I want to kick it with my 30, 40 people that I know, but that's all I want.
Right.
You know,
look at,
and, or even they have security, right? I mean, don't some of these, some of these rappers have their own bodyguards and stuff. Like, I didn't see a single one in the videos.
Well,
so
you. I mean, the bodyguard is protecting you. They don't have the. I mean, you would have to have. to have that many people that I get it. The simple solution, the short version, the Cliff Notes version, whatever you want to say, is just do something in a place where it's controlled. Only have the people, like I said, they've probably done that a million times. What they here for? Okay, let's go.
Right.
And then bam, it just spawns from there. But when you start losing, you know, everybody, you know, that's the fronting and all that stuff. And then when guys start losing money, it changes their attitude because, you know, everybody's a winner. Everybody got a pocket full of money. Now, you don't know if maybe – and it always happens. I mean, I've been in them situations. I've been a bystander as far as, like, looking and seeing. But you have situations where guys can't take – they don't take too kindly to lose.
Oh,
they
yeah.
don't. In a situation like that where it can happen quick, you could be up $5,000, and then next thing you know, you down 10 in minutes. It's you know, so it ain't the same as like betting on a sports card or whatever. You know,
right.
Right there at it. You playing poker, so that's instantaneous, and everybody ain't built the same, unfortunately. They just not. I had a dear friend of mine, his brother was gambling with some guys, and I can remember this like it was yesterday. I don't even think I was in high school yet, and they killed him. And it was some guys that he knew, and they killed him, and it was bad. It was dismembered. It was ugly for that time period in the 80s. So that always stuck with me. I was like, wow, they. And then when they finally found out who did it, it was the guys that he knew. You know, it's just unfortunate. It ain't gonna change nothing. That right there had nothing to do with the music, but I guarantee you, the media at large is gonna try to tie that incident into the music. It had nothing to do with the music.
Right.
Right.
You could be folk singers and gambling, and somebody ain't gonna like what they ain't gonna like losing, because that's what it boiled down to, is probably a sore loser. You could have a sore. You could be betting on cornhole, and somebody tearing your ass up on, then you losing and you can't win. That's a sore loser. That's a person that's insecure with themselves. They putting in shoes that they can't feel, and they don't, the sensitivity, it don't make no difference what it is. But I guarantee you that they're going to try to tie that into the music, and it has nothing to do with the music.
Right. And Reggie makes a good point. You know, I thought this myself. Why are millionaires shooting craps in a bowling alley? I don't understand that part.
Well, like I said, they have to control the environment. I mean, just because you got a lot of money don't make you smart.
You're right there.
That's a lot of people think that because you have a lot of money, oh, you must be smart. No, money doesn't make you smart. Money just gives you options. It doesn't do anything for your intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, that's unfortunate, you know.
Gotcha.
But,
all right, my mic.
Yeah.
We're going to let you go.
I'm going to let you guys get kind of great with the show. JB, I talk to you. You know what's coming up
Absolutely.
Next week, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm off work for a little while, so, you know.
Okay. Absolutely, man. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Yep.
Thanks,
yep.
Mike.
You guys take it easy. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Mike. Take it. All right, that's our guy, Mike Kelly. Spitting bars, spitting the truth, John. Man. Yeah, I texted you this morning. You said, who? I said, Migos. You're like, oh, wow. That was 6-0 in the morning.
Never.
Crazy.
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah.
No, I wasn't either. We're going to do some quick ad reads. We come back on. We got Reggie's other brother on hold. We'll bring him on after the ad read.
The vegan.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of Peekaboo and Duck Duck Goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm insurance agent Scott K. Nichols will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Scott K. Nichols in Indianapolis today at 317-243-3509. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
CrossRoads Sports would also like to thank Wiser Logistics. Their team is dedicated to the successful delivery of your packages. Services, domestic and commercials, available for delivery of your packages 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's Wiseman Logistics. Hit them up at 877-744-6212. Wiseman Logistics.
We also want to thank our sponsors, Maverick Custom Motorsports, where ideas are created, dreams are born, specializing in custom motorcycles, Jeeps, boats, slingshots, trucks, offering pickups, deliveries, and shipping worldwide. Check them out today, MaverickCustomMotorsports.com. Proud sponsor. Use the promo code CROSSROADS. That's the promo code, CROSSROADS, CROSSROADS, at checkout and get an exclusive discount. It's the only place, hopefully, the only place you can get that discount. Check them out, Maverick Custom Motorsports. Find out what you want. Check out on their website. Boom, hit that checkout, the little shopping cart. You'll literally spot for a little promo code, type in CROSSROADS there, and you're going to get exclusive discount. Let them know you listen to us, CROSSROADS Sports, and we'll get you guys hooked up with everything. So shout out, thank you to Maverick Custom Motorsports. All right, John, we are back. Let's get our guy on here. All right, Reggie's little brother, Decon, what's going on?
Hey, first of all, I'm nothing little about Reggie's little brother. So he's my little brother, if anything. So let's get that straight. Hey, I hadn't listened to the show, guys. I was out with the Queen of the Cot House tonight, so I didn't get an opportunity to listen to the first hour.
You got heated.
Yeah, so yeah, he messaged me. No worries. So I got two things I want to unpack today. I know I go across many, many lines, but I want to talk about the Pacers. I want to talk about the college playoffs. I want to go to college playoffs first. JB, exactly what I said, right? I said, what, six or seven for that team that's west of Georgia. It hit there. The other thing, the big surprise, obviously, was Tennessee being one. And I don't know if you all talked about this, but you know why they're one, right?
You mean Tennessee's number one in the SEC? No, they're number two right now. They're tied with Ohio State.
No, I'm talking about the college playoffs rankings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just saw that on TV, and they're number
the
one.
The rankings are out.
Yeah, they're one.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Brandon, is this breaking news? Can we do the breaking news?
No. I've got it here. I've got the rankings.
Okay,
Tennessee one.
Okay.
Ohio State two. We haven't even gotten to college football yet. We've been just hitting on NFL and everything else. We haven't even talked college football yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go to the Pacers then, right? So good start to the season. Mathurin is the truth. We talked about him coming off the bench versus starting. I still say that guy needs to start. He's a difference maker. I love his action, and I love his energy. And he looks like he's a tough-minded dude, meaning, you know, he'll make that tough play when some guys, like the Miles of the world and other guys, weren't willing to make those plays. So I really like that. But I still say they've got the wrong coaching these young athletic players. You can't have a fossil in a Lamborghini. And these guys can be a Lamborghini. I'm not saying Lamborghini as in 60 wins. I'm talking about getting up and down the court. And I just think there's a bad matchup with the coach and the players. Wanted to hear what you guys thought about that.
Well, one of those is probably going to burn out before the other. I think it's going to be – I think he's – I mean, Carlisle is safe right now, so long as it doesn't get into, single-digit wins.
He'll be fine.
But I think what we saw – yeah, right. What we've seen this year, they won't be – they'll win more than seven games or something like that. You know what I'm saying? The Pacers are good enough to be – to win 20 games or 25 games. I know that number keeps on fluctuating, but I think they're good enough to win 25 games. And maybe even dogging it around, sniffing around 30. But I don't know. Is he here for the long run? Is he going to be willing to? Is he here for the long run? And what does it look like? What comes back in return? Once we know Miles Turner and Buddy Hill aren't on this team, and I know you're not necessarily going to get a king's ransom for those two particular players, But, like, those are the things that kind of concern me, not only with Carlisle, but also with the general manager.
Right. Here's a dynamic, JB and Brandon, to think about, right? So we all know the Pacers, I think they're stealing 30 wins. To your point, JB, I would think 30, 31, right, in that neighborhood, because teams are trying to tank and young and youthful and all of that, right? There's nothing that says you got to give up Turner or Buddy Hield this year. You're not going to win with them, and you're not going to win without them. Think about what we've got coming up in the next season's draft. Next year's draft is we'll have three number one picks. We'll have ours, Boston, and Cleveland, right? Cleveland's going to make the playoffs. We know that. You're talking 2021. Then you're talking Boston, 25, 26, 27 in that neighborhood. And then you have our lottery. So you're going to have an infusion of youth again anyway. So you're going to have picks. So what you will have an opportunity to do is you have money freed up because of obviously Turner's contract will be gone off the books this season. And I chronicled a few weeks ago with you guys where the floor is. So there's no reason to be in a hurry to trade Turner to the Lakers. There's no reason, because you're not going to get anything back but cap relief, which is Russell Westbrook, but you're going to have that anyway when Turner leaves at the end of the season, and then you have your three number one picks if you want to parlay maybe one or two of those guys, those picks, into a real player. So I say Pacers, stand pat, don't do anything. Because you can't win with them and you can't win without them. So it's not going to benefit the Pacers for getting a 27 and 29 first-round pick from the Lakers to be, quote-unquote, cap relief. They're already going to have – they already got – I told y'all. They're almost $17 million under the floor right now, and that money's going to be split amongst the players that are on the roster after game 41. So they're already under the cap. Big time.
Yeah,
and the Turner leaves with $18 million, that goes too.
Right. You're right. All those things are very much factual, man. What I think what Brandon had a big problem was that he goes on the Woes podcast and runs that mouth, and then you have these games where you look like you could get whatever whatever kind of ransom for Miles Turner. But then you have games like you had last night where it's like, oh, this is the reason why teams just are backed away from the table on Miles. That dude that runs the Lakers, the general manager, he can't trade. He can't make a deal without obviously without permission, without from ownership. And LeBron somewhere in that conversation. But they're not gonna trade away a potential lottery situation even themselves. I don't think for Miles to mentally appease with Miles Turner but I mean, if they get Miles Turner and Buddy Hield, man, it's not old Nelly, it's not Katie Barbadero's down. It's not like they're out there turn the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They go from being in the bottom to being in the top of the bottom.
Well speaking speaking of Miles, real quick, just so, because we do have listeners that pop in time to time that don't always catch everything during the week. I've got a 50-second clip I want to play, kind of talks about what we were discussing with Miles Turner. I'll play that now.
You've been hearing it for months, so I'll ask you, if you're the Lakers, would you do the two picks? Would you do the two picks?
That's an intriguing question at that. I think personally, you know, when you look at this business of the league and, you know the landscape of the league, you know, you have to go off the future, right? We all know future's so valuable in this league. And someone like myself, I'm heading into the last year of my deal, and you want to make sure, you know, you're getting a return, you know, for your assets, right? So, you know, if I'm the Lakers, I take a very hard look at this with the position that you're in. I know what I can provide for a team, you know, my leadership, my shot blocking, you know, my three-point ability, and just my ability to make plays out there on the floor, and I take a very long look at it. But as far as pulling the trigger, you know, that's I get paid to shoot. You know, I make these calls, so I couldn't answer that.
So, with that being said, he gets paid to shoot. Not even maybe 12 hours after that interview was out, he goes out and puts up a dud. But here's my biggest point, and gentlemen, I put it on Twitter yesterday, and it blew up. I had over 19,000 impressions. I had over 900 retweets. I said, if this isn't Woj, if this ain't tampering, I don't know what the hell is, right? Are we not allowed to talk about other teams, the players,
right,
about tampering?
They're
that's
not
a huge thing.
They're,
so how does Woj
not
get away with it? Because that's bull.
Well,
that's my biggest
ball
problem. Not
that's
with Miles. My biggest problem with him and the NBA tampering like this.
Well, Brandon, you know, we've talked about this, man. Hey, it depends on who's moving the needle, right? It's just like getting foul calls in a game, right? You know, you always say, well, that guy, he hasn't earned that call yet. Woj is that dude. And, again, I'm not saying from my perspective. I'm talking about from a league perspective. And whatever he wants to do, he moves that needle because his contacts are stronger than anything, than the guy, than on Fox for football, than baseball. He is that dude. And that's what I think the difference is, man. If this was John Smith, who's the Kansas City Chronicle reporter, that's a whole different ball game. But this is Woj, and that's why, man. But it's the NBA. They live on you've earned that.
Woj was basically sucking off the Lakers the entire podcast with him.
Right. That's who he is. Because, you know, it's LeBron, man. LeBron could care less about 27 and 29. You know why? He's not going to be there.
Well, Pelinka shouldn't worry about it either because he ain't going to be there.
Well, exactly. That's the other point. He knows he ain't going to be there because he's being found out. So they say, okay, let's go ahead and talk this up. Yeah, they want to make it happen. So, you know, what I'm telling the Lakers, if you want to make this happen, I know that the standard has been the 27, 29 pick, so-and-so. No, give me 27, 29, and your 2023. Because you know and I know there are lottery teams.
Wait a minute. If Bronny's going to be there, LeBron going to be there. Y'all forgot about
saying
that.
Listen what I'm saying. Listen, the way they're constructed, they'll be parallel, JB, to the Pacers in wins this year. They'll probably, because they got the star factor and they've earned it, they'll probably win in that 35, you know, between 35 and 40 games. I don't think either you guys see them winning more than 40 games this season. So follow me here, right? So Bron says, man, this isn't going to get me where I need to be, right? We need to make something happen. So ask for the whole kid and caboodle. The only thing they can tell you is no. Why not? They got 2 second-round picks, you know, then you ask for all of it. Because as the season – now, think about this. As the season goes, they're going to get more desperate. So that's why you hold tight.
Ooh, the Pacers are the Lakers.
No, Pacers have no reason to be desperate. They're a lottery team. What I'm talking about the Lakers. If the Pacers, if you sit pat, that's fine too. But if you trade them, get everything. Or take a 27 and maybe a player, which would be Russell, Westbrook, obviously, and no second-round pick. Why not? All they can say is no. But I'm telling you, when they come out and they're 8 and 19, it's going to get a little tight, buddy, believe me.
I don't want
– and that's what I'm looking at.
I've got no problem with trading them. I've got no problem with trading Miles whatsoever because –
I don't have.
You got to get value before he walks because he's not staying here and he's not going to resign.
Right.
We're not going to offer. You got to get something. I don't know if waiting until the 11th hour of the deadline, I think you lose at that point. You lose all momentum. You got to find that fine line between December and January where you can pull that pick off, kind of like they did with the Paul George one.
Right. But what I'm saying, though, Brandon, the Pacers, they're going nowhere fast. And as I said, with or without Miles, you're right. You want to get something for a guy walking, but you want to get something longer term for a guy that's walking. You don't want to get a Westbrook rental for $47 million, and, of course, we're not going to sign him. You know, that's not enough. And I'm not saying because Turner's this valuable guy. I'm just saying if you're going to trade him, you got to make sure what you get is a longer-term deal than just cap. And if you trade him, right now, Westbrook and he and Buddy Hill, all it is, man, is cap relief right now. That's all it is. And they're the second lowest paid team in the NBA. And that's all I'm saying, you know. So, and I'm not, you know, in the Miles camp. Oh, you got to keep him and all this. No, it's acknowledged that he's going to go. But for
well,
you to sit there and show we got to go, I don't get that one. I don't get that one, man.
D-Cop, we are a little pressed for time.
I got you.
No, but I wanted to talk a little bit about college football. Alabama, I think they continue to win, but they need some teams in front of them. As far as the polls are concerned, I know you're not a poll guy, but as far as the polls,
right.
That's what kind of determines the top four teams. They're,
yeah.
they're kind of
yeah.
on the outside looking in right now.
Now, John,
yeah,
John,
you know,
let me take that for you real quick.
Not...
Let me do mine, and I'll let you go on that. John, I'm not as concerned with that because if you look at the teams that are ahead of them, Ohio State and Michigan, that's going to cancel out. Tennessee, Georgia, that's going to cancel out. Take those two away from where Bama's at right now, six. That puts them at four. I think they're fine. Go ahead, D-Cot.
Yeah, and to that point, Brandon, but I was going to go a little bit deeper, right? To, you know,
oh,
you're going to make those two points. But I'm going to tell you this,
some,
right?
In Clemson, huh? Okay, interesting.
Let me tell you this. You heard it here first. You all know I'm an absolute Notre Dame hater. Don't be surprised Notre Dame beats Clemson this weekend. Don't be surprised. Clemson is a very good team. But, man, Notre Dame.
Who is this?
We're talking to Hedge Decott.
This is the same D-Cott who said Syracuse was not a good enough win for Notre Dame. They were.
His nickname is Hedge.
Exactly. I said that, but listen, the points I'm making are valid. That's the difference. And what I'm not saying I'm going to put money on Notre Dame because I'm not. No, I'm not that confident. What I'm saying, it wouldn't surprise me because
the game's
Clemson plays down. Yes, it is. Clemson plays down to their competition. Take a look at what's happened. The reason why they got, you know, they play down, and they don't have a superstar quarterback, and that's a different. Granted, we know Notre Dame doesn't, but they don't. They think that DJ is still a sir. He's Culpepper just in college. That's who he is. He's Culpepper. That's what he reminds me of.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
So
sure.
I'm not saying Notre Dame's going to win. It just wouldn't surprise me, or it wouldn't surprise me that Clemson takes a loss before the season ends. So
Brandon,
even,
you know,
talk about this.
Oh,
Brandon, you know how I translate that? The Alabama fans really want Clemson to lose because that makes them that pegs them right in.
JB, let me tell you
that
something.
That pegs them right in.
Boys,
let me be straight with
Bryce
you.
Harper as just a, hit a moonshot for the Phillies. A moonshot.
I'm seven minutes from home. I can't wait to see it. But let me tell you this, right? So, and again, to that point, as a Bama fan, I want everybody losing. It ain't just Clemson. But here's the deal, the difference right now. The thing with Alabama is this. Win and you're in. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. It's all about Bama when it comes to playoffs and that type of deal. You win and you're in. The toughest game is the one in front of them, LSU, right? Because I think LSU had an opportunity for a bye last week also. They're going to be hot, as we talked about, always ready for Bama. And they're in Death Valley. But it's a 5 o'clock game.
They don't want to, like, LSU got the offense. I'll be honest with you, from my lens, LSU got the offense. I think Alabama's the better complete team. Their defense has stepped up the last 2 weeks, right? They can't get into a, well, we got down to LSU, you know what I'm saying, by two scores.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to come out. You got to come out and punch first. The teams, the games that the Bama had struggled with, they got punched first and they came back. The difference with the LSU Bama game is going to be depth again. Alabama has the depth to win in the fourth quarter, where LSU doesn't. So I do think LSU is a formidable opponent, but depth will win out just like it will in Ole Miss the next week, which is in Oxford, right? So I'm not concerned about Bama playing in Atlanta in an SEC title game. I'm not. I'm not because of those factors. Depth and the better quarterback is going to be on the field with an Alabama helmet on, somebody else. And I think they realize what happened in Tennessee. And as I told y'all before, when they play them again, I'll never say we because I don't play for Alabama. When they play Tennessee again in Atlanta, I'm taking all money, double-digit win by Bama. However much it takes, the wife has given me the okay to bet whatever I need on Bama. 10 points plus playing Tennessee in the SEC title game.
Wow.
Yep.
Brandon?
Fact. They learn, man. It's coaching, quarterback, and players. And they've got the advantage in all three categories, and they saw what was happening in that Tennessee game, and that's what's going to make the difference. And yes, I'm a Bama fan, but man, listen, my logic is on point when I'm talking about this, right? And I'm hoping that it's a good weekend this weekend, and I'm hoping Tennessee beats Georgia. I need them to beat Georgia.
We know
because I want Bama to see Tennessee. I want them to see Tennessee again so we can shut all this noise up.
You want a rematch.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. But, yeah, I want to get with you guys on the Pacers. Not tonight. Of course, I'll probably shoot you out on Twitter and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, this is real intriguing, this Turner deal and Buddy Hield and the Lakers. Don't be surprised if there's a dark horse comes out of nowhere that may scoop up Turner and or Hield.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me. So,
Oklahoma City.
But we'll see.
We have a good pipe dream over
we'll
there.
See. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, man. You never know, right? You never count your chicken to the egg hatch. But we'll see what happens, man. I'm hoping that we can see what, you know, if it works out pretty well. Are you guys watching the game? What are y'all doing this weekend for this big college football weekend?
We are heading to Purdue for Purdue, Iowa.
I said college football. High
school
football.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Brandon, I saw your jab on Twitter today about IU Notre Dame. So I'm just getting you back a little bit.
I mean, hey, that's a collector's shirt right there, right?
Hey, it's something, man. But
hey,
I'll be watching.
Okay. All right. I was going to do a little jab at your IU basketball team, but I'll save that one. I'll keep it in the chamber.
Hey, listen. You know how I am about Mike Woodson, man. So listen, if we you know we've been really cool, but we don't take jabs at Mike Woodson, man. Hey, he's untouchable. We don't take jabs at Mike Woodson, man.
Last time somebody was untouchable down there, they got let go for choking out a kid. So. Just remember it.
Mike Wilson won't be choking out any kids. Don't worry.
I hope
so
not.
Hey, are you I'll listen just put me on hold. I want to listen cuz my internet is as shaky as ever. So I want to listen to the rest of the show if possible, fellas. And I'll tweet you guys up and we'll chat things up for sure.
Sounds good.
Right.
We'll see you.
Bye, fellas. Be safe.
D-Cod.
All right. That's D-Cod. John, let's fire through. We got college football. We got to fire through, John.
Yep.
Our picks. Last week, me and you both went 5-4. Tanner went 4-5. I had a strong finish to my game. I started out 0-4, and it was looking rough, and then rolled off 5 straight. I'm 40-41-2. You're 35-46-2. Still a little bit of a struggle there. And then Tanner's 43-38. Tanner's up 3 now on me. I've gained 1 game off of last week. We will get his picks later this week. John, we've got a board of 10 games this week. First one, Iowa at Purdue. Purdue 4.5-point favorites. Iowa at Purdue. John, I'll let you go first on this one. What do you like? We'll be there.
We'll be there. We'll have boots on the ground. We'll be live tweeting at Ed Rose Holman.
Jesus.
Shame on me. I said Rose Holman. What am I thinking, man? You know it's late. It's Tuesday. Yeah, Rose. But listen, man, Iowa don't got a chance. They don't have enough offense. They got some big boys on Iowa. They got some big boys on Iowa. So Purdue got their hands full that afternoon. But like, no, man, Purdue got enough skilled position players and enough speed. They should be Iowa. No problem. Give me Purdue.
I got Purdue as well. We will not be picking the Ball State game because the game is currently going on right now. We've got a 14-13 Ball State lead. So, Baylor at Oklahoma. Both these teams have struggled. This would have been a big game back in the day. Oklahoma -3 in this one. I'm going to take the Sooners to cover the 3 against Baylor. Baylor's, I think, slipping more. Oklahoma has slowly kind of rebounded.
Yes, yeah, just odd how both these teams kind of started off like a lion, and now they've kind of just settled down like some lambs, man. Oklahoma and Baylor at one point were both in the top 10, AP top 10. And now with losses mounting, I mean, in the Big 12 it's a little bit more competitive this year, but just head traction. Usually Baylor and Oklahoma are the ones on the positive side of the one loss. And right now, as far as Big 12 play, my goodness, TCU and Kansas State are leading the way. So this is gonna be a real look in the mirror type of game. For both these programs, whoever wins, it'll be a feather in their cap because, you know what I'm saying, again, like to all the things I kind of point to at one point, like I said, Baylor was, I do believe, at least if they weren't top 10, they were definitely top 11 or top 17. So there you go. But, like, nah, man, as far as this game is concerned, it's damn near a pick of mainly, Brandon, but I'm going to have to go with Oklahoma.
Okay. The big one. Number 2, Tennessee at number 1, Georgia. The last I checked yesterday, the odds were Georgia -8. I need to reconfirm that. Give me 1 second here. It's a 3:30 game on Saturday, John. We'll miss the beginning of it. We'll be listening to it on the way back. It is -8, so Georgia -8. Number 2 at number 1. I love this Tennessee program. I love what they're doing. But you got to prove it to me. I would be very easily to take Tennessee if this was a home game. The fact that this is in Georgia, I think Georgia is probably going to win this game. Do I think it's going to be within 8? That's the question. I will probably not be betting the spread on this game. If anything, I will be doing the over-under on Saturday. I'll probably take the over. But if I have to pick a spread with this, give me Tennessee to cover. If I'm getting 8, they lose by 7. I'm fine with that. Give me Tennessee.
How did they jump from being this little happy-go-lucky, we made a bowl game last year, to being the number one team in the nation? Like, it was a big, they made a big leap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Last year, they ended the season last year crying over spilled milk because Purdue of a late whistle call that didn't go their way, and Purdue won the bowl game. And Purdue's kind of gone by the wayside as far as their season is concerned. You know, they're still fighting, but you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's definitely not where they wanted to be. And Tennessee is going to be in a potential national championship game if they beat Georgia. They got enough offense to beat Georgia. You know what I'm saying? They got enough. They got probably just enough defense to do it too, man. Oh, man, but, like, they haven't been here yet. Like you said, Brandon, they haven't been here. Yeah, they beat Bama. Yes, they probably look like they could beat anybody in the Big Ten, include Ohio State. And that's saying a lot. Man, I really want to go with Tennessee, Brandon. I really want to go there. I'm going with Tennessee, buddy. I am. I think they win.
Okay.
Cinderella story.
You're going money line Tennessee there. All right. I think Tennessee covers the spread. I think Georgia wins, but Tennessee covers it. One game that's special and near dear to your heart, John, number 16, Penn State. They covered at least against Ohio State, but number 16, Penn State, 14-point favorites at Indiana. Give me a pissed-off Penn State team beating Indiana. They'll cover the 14.
Very pissed-off Penn State team, man, but they got to get back. Penn State got to get back to their elite dominance and not just being just an okay, also-ran kind of program, man. So, but as far as this weekend's concern, Penn State versus IU. IU, shut it down, IU. Yeah, Penn State's coming to town. They're going to run it up on IU. So, yeah, so go Penn State.
Okay. Next one I have, John. Texas, your Texas Longhorns, -2.5 at number 13, Kansas State. Go ahead, John. Why don't you go first?
Kansas State was blanking guys, man. They held teams pointless, you know. Surprisingly, held Oklahoma State to 0 points, man. So, and I know the Oklahoma State took some injuries in that game, man. But that was a great game. Kansas State looks like it's primed for a collision course with TCU in the Big 12, in the potential Big 12 championship game. If everything kind of holds true right now. Texas, on any other time, man, there's no way you would have thought Texas Tech and Tech, there would have been, I mean, excuse me, but Kansas State and Texas, like, they would just, this, should this be a close game? I don't think it's close, man. I think Kansas State crushes them.
Okay. I've taken Kansas State as well. I think Kansas State getting points at home. They just put an ass-whooping on Oklahoma State. I think they continue it. I think they knock them off. So far, John, our first five picks have been all the same. So,
damn.
That's not good enough for me.
Well, Terry ain't sent his in, but you're right.
Number 6, Alabama, -13.5 at number 15, LSU. LSU, by the way, came in at number 10 in the college football playoff rankings today.
That's real great. Yeah, I don't know. I like LSU. I don't like them that much, Brandon.
They came in at number 10. But, yeah, Alabama, 13.5-point favorites at LSU. I think Alabama does what they've done always against Brian Kelly's team, and they stomp a mud hole in them and walk them dry. I think Bama covers.
Wow. I was going to say LSU. I'm going to take LSU just because you said I'm going to take LSU. That way we won't have to hear no Bama. LSU for the win. We won't have to hear no more Bama.
Okay, that's number 5, Clemson, -3.5 at Notre Dame. Clemson,
man,
-3.5.
DeCock's crazy as hell, man. I like what Notre Dame has been able to do this particular year. Some of the games got away from, obviously, the Marshall game. They are better than Marshall. And I would even say the Stanford game got away from them. They're better than Stanford. The Ohio State game, it is what it is. They didn't have the ponies to run with Ohio State. They do have a ability to play up or down to their level of competition. It's crazy. So they won't get blasted by Clemson, not by any realm of the imagination. It's a home game. You kind of like their, especially with
Clemson not playing as strong as they should this past weekend against Syracuse. So there's no way, man. There's no. I would think so, man. But there's no way, man. I say a lot of glowing things about Notre Dame, but I just think Clemson wins this game.
Okay. Nah. Florida State, -7.5. Big rivalry. Florida State, -7.5 at the U. Miami's falling off from what I thought they were going to be at the beginning of the season. I thought they would be contenders.
Big time.
Florida State started off hot, cooled down since. I think Miami keeps it close, if not beats Florida State. Give me Miami on this one.
Oh, man, you're just picking it. You're picking it because it's a rivalry game. I'm going to go Florida State.
I'm picking
he's
it
hearing
because
those rumors of,
my picks on life
support. Those rumors of, yeah, Florida State, he's here. It's not that they're struggling. He's hearing those rumors about them wanting a prime time to come in and be their head coach, man. And all he knows is if you keep on winning, all that kind of just keeps on. It just stays as rumor, so. I really don't think Prime is going to Florida State anytime soon. But
you
like
think
said,
he's going to Auburn, but I think Alabama's other son is going there.
Then the AD from Mississippi State, then he just get recently installed as now he's the new AD at Auburn. I think that's what happened.
Sure.
Yeah, I think the new, I think the AD, he was the old AD of Mississippi. So, like, it could be. But, like, Brandon, here's what I would say, man. So, like, preparing against Saban for once or twice as a coach, Kiffin, as the head coach at Auburn, that's going against Nick Saban 24/7. That's against recruiting. That's in the off season. Like, you become the new whipping boy, Texas A&M, you know what I'm saying, Jimbo Fisher. That's what it becomes. So I don't know if he's ready for all that and he takes that job or not.
Yeah. Number 20, Wake Forest, -5.5 at number 21, mm-hmm. NC State. NC State's quarterback's out for the rest of the year. That's why I didn't like him a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. God, they just hit another homer. Philly is hot. Give me Wake Forest -5.5.
Yeah, Wake took a step back last week. Waterman had his worst showing of his senior of his last year at Wake. I think he had like 3 interceptions last week. I think they bounced back this week. NC State is still a pretty good, solid team, though, Brandon. So it won't be easy, but I'm taking Wake as well.
Final game I have, John, for us is number 10, UCLA in the Fighting Chip Kellys, -10.5 at Arizona State. Give me UCLA. I love that offense last Saturday night. I put some money on them, watched them. Love that offense. They cover the 10.5.
Yeah, man. God bless the Pac-12, man. God bless
the
Pac-12.
Yeah, you're giving an apology.
Yeah, man. That's why I don't understand why LSU's in the top 10, man. There's some teams out west, Utah, Oregon, UCLA, USC. I get it. Their one-loss record might say one or two losses or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? You say, how could that be? How could they be better than this team? So, much big up to the Pac-12, like I said. But as far as this game is concerned, I like UCLA.
Yeah, they got no more fighting Herm out there. So,
right.
Arizona State's in some trouble. All right, John, that's our college football. Looking good. Good games this weekend. We'll be at Purdue this weekend. You see us up there, say hi. We'll be up there early, leaving early Saturday morning, noon gamers. So we'll get up there early, a little campus, a little tailgate action, walk by through it. We'll make our rounds there up there. It's supposed to be perfect weather, by the way, 70-some degrees for November football. Love it. So, John, if you don't have anything else, my man, I'll let you close us out.
Nah, man, what a great show. Another great show we had, man. Love the interaction. Love people calling in, man. If you shied up to today, man, shame on you. If you click the link, man, and chimed in with us on the Facebook Live, man, great. I love it. I think Justin Powell chimed in on a couple interactions. And like I said, man, we had a lot of great interactions from D. Cott and Reggie and Mike Kelly and like I said, all the friends of the program. So, man, great show today, man, Brandon. I don't want to spill the beans on. We got a couple surprises around the corner coming up in the upcoming weeks, man. Me and Brandon and Crossroads Sports do. I'm so excited. I get tongue twisted just thinking about it. But I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to let it be a surprise when it comes out. Thanks to Wiseman Logistics. Thanks to Maverick Custom Motorsports. Thanks to Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance. How can we do our show without them? Man, Brandon, outside of that, man, thanks everybody for listening, dude. We'll do it all over again next week.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.